This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
On our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. On our lines are open to you right now. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online, the website, KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can learn about the separate divisions at Klaus Financial, learn a little bit more about them overall, and of course, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all online at KlausFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Got the whole gang back this week. C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing well. C.J., Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Happy to be here.
It's happy to have both of you back, and we're going to be talking about an interesting conversation about inheriting money, and there's a lot to get to with that topic, so we'll be doing that in just a moment. In the meantime, a couple of things to keep in mind as we talk with CJ and Malia. Of course, this is an open conversation. If you ever have questions, you're always invited to call in. Love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can learn more again on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation about what happens when you inherit money, one of the cool things we do on the program each and every week is the Klaus Quiz Question Week. And this week, no exception. Friends at Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Home Depot. I'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that gift card by playing along with the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Little tip, it really helps to listen closely to the program, and typically both the Klaus Quiz question and answer come up during the show. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz question of the week. Get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great topic regarding pensions and what you should know about when you make that choice of what pension that you're going to have, how you should receive it in terms of single life or 50-50 for your survivor benefits or one of the other choices that might be available. Everybody's ears perk up for these topics when it might affect them. So we had quite a few callers call in last week, and congratulations to our winner, Lou Ann of Sun Prairie. She correctly answered, which pension choice gives you the highest dollar payout per month, single life or 50% joint and survivor? And she correctly answered, single life offers the highest dollar payout. So listen carefully, if review that program from last week, if pensions are in your future, and maybe you can learn something.
Head on over to KlausFinancial.com. That's KlausFinancial.com. You can listen to back to last week's and all the previous shows' podcasts. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which includes a link to the most recent podcast as well, that up at KlausFinancial.com. Your topic this week is about, and it's a hot one, about what happens when you inherit money. And I think it's safe to assume there's a lot to understand about this, isn't there?
There is. I mean, at the end of the day, you do have to remember the big picture, which is you're getting an inheritance. That's a blessing, right? So at the end of the day, it is a blessing to you and your household, or it can be. But there's definitely some things to be aware of, some tax rules to be aware of, even some tips we're going to give to you as it relates to how we've seen people go through this well and how we've seen people go through it not so well when they inherit dollars. So it's always difficult when a loved one passes away. It can be very stressful and emotional time. And for many people, there's also the reality that while they inherited this money, it can also bring some stress. So a few things. The Federal Reserve Board's Survey of Consumer Finances reports that an average of roughly 1.7 million households receive an inheritance each year. Of course, the amounts will vary upon how much someone inherits. But in 2018, the Survey of Consumer Finances found that the median inheritance in the U.S. was $69,000. And an HSBC survey found that Americans currently in retirement expect to leave nearly $177,000 to their heirs. And some fun little facts about inheritances. The top 1% of wealthiest families expect to inherit nearly $1.7 million on average. And the middle 49% have received an average inheritance of $110,000. So just some interesting facts about inheritances. So here's a few tips that we would give to you as you start to think about this, if you know this may be in your future. Number one, and this truly is probably most important, take time to grieve. Often people get wrapped up in both the grief and the work of settling the estate, and they make poor decisions because the grief is overwhelming their financial decision making. So any good counselor, any good financial professional will tell you, slow down, take time to grieve, and try to understand the specifics of what it is that you inherited and the financial nuances of that. Tip number two would be get an original death certificate. A copy can also work, but certain institutions are going to require an original. So try to get an original of the death certificate for each investment that you are the beneficiary of. Now, again, often depending upon what it is that you're inheriting, a copy of the death certificate will do, but it just depends. And number three, contact a financial professional to guide you. Your team could vary in terms of you might have a financial advisor, a CPA, an estate planning attorney. But we would say, again, if you work with a firm like ours, not that you have to work with our firm, but if you work with a firm like ours, they will act as the quarterback of your financial affairs, and they may even bring in the other team players, like the estate planning attorney or like the accountant, to help with your tax return. But either way, we would really suggest number three tip is to slow down and contact a financial advisor to help you navigate the nuances.
Obviously, a lot to be taking in. And as CJ mentioned as well, is taking time to grieve and, of course, having those plans in place for your loved ones as well, and letting them know very much about what's going on beforehand can help as well. We're going to talk with CJ and Malia a bit more, but we'd love to get your calls and questions at 321-1310. That's 321-1310 to get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. So what should we be careful about then when we find out that we may be receiving money? And of course, I've got to assume with everything we talk about, taxes plays a role. What's kind of the guidance there? What do we need to know in those areas?
Yeah, so this is a lot of information. We don't expect people to download all of this immediately, but just some things to be aware of when you're looking at receiving that money. First of all, just, you know, a word of caution. If you find out you're receiving an inheritance, and once that inheritance perhaps reaches your checking account, resist the urge to spend it all at once. Did you hear that, Sean?
Yes.
Write that one down, okay, for yourself. So according to a study funded by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 1/3 of people who receive an inheritance spend it all. And they even dip into other savings in the first 2 years of receiving it. So it's, you know, similar things we hear about lottery winners. Well, what we hear and actually witness is many people receive an inheritance, and it's like, you know, money they found on the ground. There's no attachment sometimes to it, and they just spend it like, you know, it's water. So you really need to be careful and hopefully get some good guidance on what would be best in your own situation. So what we would suggest is do the opposite of spending it all. Treat the inheritance as if it were your own money to start with. So again, as CJ mentioned, you know, receiving an inheritance should be a blessing, but also properly managing it makes sense. So we would always look at, you know, when we encounter this with our own clients, we look at our own clients' debt first, their own savings, and their future retirement. So we really try to put people in a better position. Sometimes the inheritance truly is a blessing. But then the biggest question we get right away is, how much am I going to have to pay for taxes? And so generally speaking, there's always a general in there, you'll be pleasantly surprised to know that inheriting money from a friend or family member may not cost you a single dollar. In fact, federal income tax. So you have to understand there's estate taxes are levied on the value of a decedent's assets after the debts have been paid out, okay? And so when we look at estate taxes, then we have to understand at what point would those would you actually have to pay some. So this number's changed quite a bit in the last 20 years and is likely to change in the next 5 years. So currently, the U.S. tax system, they will they look at the value of the estate. And if you look at 2021, you would have to exceed $11.7 million in that estate before federal taxes would be imposed. So put another way, that means an individual can leave an $11.7 million to their heirs, and those heirs are not going to pay federal estate or gift tax on that. So a married couple could shield $23.4 million. Mm. So these limits are pretty high. They don't affect as many people as, you know, we all wish we were in that category, right? but those limits are due to expire at the end of 2025 or when Congress decides to adjust them. So the reason this is important is, I mean, years ago, the limits were as low as $600,000. Oh. Many people's estates would, you know, if you went back to something that far down, many people's estates, by the time you add in life insurance and so forth, would actually hit those numbers. And the estate tax that's imposed once you go over that number is as high as 40%. So those are important numbers to understand and to kind of watch Congress as they perhaps adjust those down. Another thing people get confused about is the annual gift exclusion, and that does still remain at $15,000. So you can give $15,000 to as many people as you want per year. But that works against the federal estate tax exclusion. Again, are you ever going to hit that $11.7 million, at least in 2021? Not likely for a lot of people.
Good stuff this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Love to get you on the air as well with your question this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. 1310. So, Malia, we talked about federal. What about the state taxation? Are we looking at anything there we need to know?
Yeah. So these, and when we're looking at state taxes, these can vary. So as of June of this year, only 17 states and the District of Columbia still levy an estate or inheritance tax, as some people call it. For example, Wisconsin does not have an estate tax, but Illinois does. So what's important to understand is these taxes generate about $5 billion per year. So it is worth noting that if all states reinstated an estate tax, that could generate an additional $3.7 to $15 billion for states. So, you know, there's a lot of states that are not in great financial shape. So what's the easiest way to look at increasing, you know, tax revenue is certainly tax the people who are no longer here, right? So it's an interesting thing to look at. So income tax for income tax purposes, inheritances are not considered income for federal taxes, whether you inherit cash or life insurance or investments or property. But what you have to understand, so you inherit a house, for example, and let's say at the time of death, the house value was $500,000 that you inherited. This just happened to some of my clients recently. And so they go to dispose of that property. They are not going to be required to pay taxes on that inheritance of the property worth $500,000. However, let's say they wait 5 years to sell the property and now it's worth $1 million. And depending on, you know, how they're going to invest that money and so forth, what we look at is how much gain between the original cost basis for when they inherited it, the stepped up basis, the taxation is only on that growth. So that's important to understand. Same with investments and so forth. If you receive stock and it's appreciated quite a bit, only on the growth are you going to be faced with some taxation on the growth. Retirement accounts are completely different, though. If those are IRAs and so forth, distributions that you will receive, you will have to pay income tax on. So be aware of that. You probably don't want to liquidate out a whole IRA this year, knowing that you have other taxable income, because it could just increase your tax bracket. So you want to be very careful about inheriting IRAs and 401ks and do it systematically. And then inheriting annuities, this is such a big topic. We could do a whole show on this. This is where you really, really need to have a professional look at the inheritance, because that could be income taxable, and people are really surprised about how big those annuity gains have been. So just tread carefully.
Important guidance, important things to consider, and of course, tread carefully, as Malia says. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Do not forget about their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Malia mentioned also annuities. We've recently done a show on annuities. You can listen back to that podcast at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. And love to hear from you this morning with your question as well at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. You heard Malia mention, of course, inheriting retirement accounts. We'll get some more details on that and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, I'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number at their office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Talking about what happens when you inherit money, all of the different things to consider, and of course, the importance, as CJ mentioned earlier, taking time to grieve as well before you make any major decisions. And as we talk then in that last segment, it was brought up about inheriting retirement accounts. What is the process then if I were to inherit a 401k or an IRA? How does that work, and what are those best first steps?
Yeah, Malia did a really good job of kind of calming people's fears. Often there's this huge scare around, oh, I'm going to pay tons and tons of taxes. And truth be told, that's not typically what we see. Most assets that you would inherit, well, many of the assets you would inherit get what are called step up in basis, and you may pay little to no tax upon the inheritance. But retirement accounts and annuities are a different ball of wax completely. We're not going to talk about annuities as much today, but when you inherit a pre-tax IRA or a pre-tax 401k, what you're probably going to need to do first is open up what's called an inherited, also known as a beneficiary IRA, so that the money can transfer into that account and continue its tax deferred status. Remember that any money in this type of an account hasn't been taxed before, and therefore, as the money comes out of that account, you will have to pay income tax on it according to your own tax bracket. So again, there's different types of taxes out there. Malia mentioned a big one, which is the federal estate tax. That's levied upon the size of the total estate that you give during your life or after. There's what are called state income taxes. There's estate taxes. And now we're talking about income taxes. If you inherit a pre-tax retirement account, that just simply means the person that gave it to you never paid tax on it. Therefore, you will have to pay tax on that, unless it's a Roth IRA. I'm not going to go like way down that path, but Roth IRAs, if you inherit them, no tax. That's one of the reasons why we're such big fans of them, and why ultimately we're talking to people more about Roth conversions. But I'm going down rabbit trails. So some other things to be aware of is that there were changes that were caused by the SECURE Act. SECURE just stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. And that was passed about a year ago on January 1st of 2020. And there's several aspects of the SECURE Act that impact retirement accounts. It actually consists of 29 provisions that deal with several aspects of these different retirement accounts, including RMDs on your inherited IRAs. So one of the key takeaways as it relates to the SECURE Act and inheriting retirement accounts is that it eliminated the ability for you to stretch your taxable distributions over your life expectancy. There are exceptions to this. If you're a minor or if you're a spouse beneficiary, there would be an exception to that. But if you are a non-spouse beneficiary, think like adult child, you used to be able to inherit that retirement account and stretch out the deferral over your life expectancy and only have required distributions in small ways along the way. Well, now that's all changed. So now if you inherited a retirement account and it's pre-tax, you can still open up an inherited IRA and stretch out the deferral, but only for a maximum of 10 years. And there's no longer a required minimum distribution that has to come out. You just have to have all of the money out of that pre-tax retirement account by the end of the 10th year after the death of the person who gave it to you. Again, there's exceptions to this if you're a spouse, there's exceptions if you're a minor, but generally, if you're not one of those two things, you're going to be dealing with a 10-year period whereby you have to get the money out of that retirement account. Now, why does this matter? And the answer is, well, because you have to pay income taxes, right? And sometimes you may inherit this in the middle of your life where you're earning really great income. You may ignore it for 9 years. And in the 10th year, you've got to pull out $300,000. And suddenly you go, whoa, what just happened? So again, whatever comes out will be added to your ordinary income based upon your own tax bracket. So just some things to be careful of. All the more reason why when you get the inheritance, first thing you should do is talk to a financial advisor.
That's really good advice. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about what happens if you inherit a house. Pretty cool. What if that house has a mortgage? We'll find out some of the details on that from CJ and Malia. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can get to know CJ, Malia, and the whole team at Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also there, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a once-a-week email that you get in your inbox. It has an update on what's going on in the markets. It also has a link to the most recent show's podcast. Again, that all up at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also submit a question for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And of course, the website klossfinancial.com, great resource to learn more. And to sign up an appointment, don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Just give them a call. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Talking this morning about what happens when you inherit money. And let's talk about if you inherit a house and that house has a mortgage, how does that affect my own estate?
Yeah, well, I mean, the good news is hopefully the mortgage is less than the value of the home, right? The fair market value of the home. So there's still some equity to inherit there. Just that's the value minus the mortgage payoff. But you have to deal with it. So if you inherit a house with a mortgage, then you also inherit the mortgage repayments. And the bank actually has the right to request the payment of the loan in full from the beneficiary because you're not the one who made the agreement with the bank. So upon the death, they may just say, hey, we want to get this thing sold as quickly as possible because we don't want this mortgage anymore. Now, that doesn't often happen. Typically, they would love for you to continue making mortgage payments, even if you're not the original contract holder. But Either way, this is where things start to get complex. As a matter of fact, if you want to know some of the assets that are really easy for our clients to inherit would be cash, investments, retirement accounts. Even annuities aren't that bad as long as they have a financial advisor educating them. But there are certain assets that are really, really tricky, and it would be hard assets. Think, oh, Dad had a collection of gold nuggets. Well, how are you going to... That could be really valuable, right? How are you going to disperse that? Because it's a physical asset. Or mom and dad had a real estate portfolio. Well, how are the three kids going to come to an agreement on what should be sold and not be sold and make sure they make the mortgage payments? So we would just say, if you are the parent now thinking about how you want to leave assets to your children, we would say to you, be thinking about the hard assets because those are often the most difficult. As a matter of fact, the number of times we hear clients say, my sister and I don't talk anymore because we couldn't agree to how to, like, you know, divvy up the jewelry. And I go, you got to be kidding me. But it's just there was no description and, you know, both daughters wanted mom's ring or whatever it might be. And I'm picking on like the women. This is true of men as well. Dad's stamp collection.
The boat.
But it is these. The boat. Great example. There's all kinds of these hard assets that become more challenging unless there are instructions. So most good estate plans will actually leave in the back of it a place that you can write handwritten instructions for what should happen with the physical assets. But again, we digress. So all of this discussion should be leading you to thinking about, man, have I figured out beneficiaries? Have I figured out my will or my trust and what's going to happen to me upon my death? So hopefully this is leading a lot of you to think about not only if you inherit how you'll handle that, but also about your own assets and making sure you have clear plans for your beneficiaries upon death.
Really important information this week, as every week with the program. Don't forget, you can listen back to this week's podcast as well as previous week's shows. Just head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. While you're there, get signed up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of this week's program, today's show, to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2021, if your estate is worth less than $11.7 million, will your beneficiaries likely have to pay federal estate taxes? Yes or no? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with correct answer there will win that $25 gift card to Home Depot. Don't forget as well that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out with you guys. You enjoy the week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. We'll be joined by Patrick for Beef Butter Barbecue next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.